enough of that topic.
Exactly.
On to Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor.
Shit, dude.
What do you think, dude?
I mean, I obviously want to see Conor McGregor beat him. That'd be hilarious.
He's going to get fucking murdered.
You think so?
Yeah.
Called him boy.
He's going to get murdered.
Everyone got mad at him for calling him boy.
I mean,
Mayweather called him a faggot, and everyone was like, well, you know, that's a...
that's a cultural thing. Yeah, he's allowed to say faggot. He called his dad a faggot on the last 24/7 he was on.
Did he really?
Yeah, his dad came into the gym, and he was like, the fuck out of here, you fucking faggot, and like was saying... I mean, he called his own dad a faggot.
Yeah.
Every now, I give Mayweather a pass for saying faggot.
Yeah.
As though I'm the one to give passes.
Well, I mean, every now and then you do got to call your dad a faggot once a year.
My
to keep
dad
his
was acting like
check.
A faggot this weekend, dude.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah. I had to fucking kick him out of the gym.
Good. You guys were in the gym together?
Oh, yeah. My uncle was training me.
Really? What was your dad doing?
My dad came in and tried to fucking, you know, be a part of... He knew the fucking HBO cameras were there. He knew... He knew I'm worth fucking hundreds of millions. So my fucking
bitch-ass
dad.
For a second, I was really
dead.
Believing you. Like, your uncle was training you at the gym. Your dad came in. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing this weekend?
No, but McGregor saying boy, he's from Ireland.
Well, that's what everyone's like, he's making excuses because he's from Ireland. It's like,
no, he's from Ireland.
Yeah.
You think if he thought he was being remotely racist, he would do it? No, fuck no.
Yeah.
He's
McGregor,
Irish.
If McGregor was going to be racist too, it wouldn't have been a subtle... You know what I mean? It's being like, dance for me, boy. You can say that to anyone.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is every once in a while, equality gets called racism.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a scary thing.
It's fucked
every
up.
Every once in a while, if you're like, dance for me, boy, it's like, do you mean that black people are pathetic and are boys? It's like, no, dude, I was just...
I'm talking
treating
shit.
Him
I'm about
the
to
same
punch
way
this guy
I would treat
fucking,
anybody.
Yeah, I'm about to punch him in the
face.
Yeah,
what's worse, me calling him boy or fucking... I'm going to fight him.
Yeah. I'm going to fight a 40-year-old and punch him in the face.
He's going to get fucking rocked by that 40-year-old, by the way.
I'll put money on McGregor.
I'll bet you $100.
All right.
You heard it here first.
That's a gentleman's bet, dude.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to take McGregor.
I'll bet you $100.
Hell yeah.
That
it's on.
You're taking McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather's going to destroy him.
All right.
It's boxing.
Yeah, I'm going to see.
I mean, I want to watch it, too, and I'll be happy if... You know, if McGregor...
Would you? With 100 greenbacks riding on it?
I mean, Mayweather's going to destroy him. I'm not worried about it. Right. He's not going to touch him.
I'll be curious to see.
He's not going to touch him. I mean, he's not going to fucking touch him.
Yeah. We'll see. It'll be funny.
He's not going to fucking come near him, dude.
Well, I got my money on the fucking the boy, dude.
You made a mistake.
Mystical Mac.
You made a mistake.
I mean, I bet emotionally.
Mystic Mac, dude. Mystic Mac, he's hilarious.
I got 100 on Mystic Mac.
No, he's the
dude.
Best. He did shock the world, or at least shock me, at how much better he is at shit-talking.
He's fucking...
Than Mayweather.
He killed him, dude.
He runs circles around Mayweather.
He did, dude.
He destroyed him.
They kissed the fucking Barney Stone, dude.
But, I mean, it's not even close.
I think he's going to fuck
dude,
him up.
McGregor could barely outbox Diaz.
Yeah, but he's...
I get it.
There's other threats coming in. If those two only boxed, McGregor would fucking destroy him. If Diaz couldn't do takedowns or anything,
I don't know. I think
strict boxing.
I think the consensus from the MMA world was that Diaz was the better boxer.
Dude, the last
fight. That's what
fight,
they said
the last
going
fight,
into it.
But the last fight, Mayweather was knocking him the fucking around.
Yeah, McGregor was knocking him around with.
Or Mayweather. McGregor was knocking him around.
When they stood toe-to-toe. McGregor fucked him up.
Without the threat of a takedown, boxing
but
is totally different.
He got tired.
True. Fuck. Mayweather's stamina is going to kill him.
Mayweather's not even going to... I mean, here's going to be the thing. He's going to take the fight to Mayweather.
Okay.
He's going to be the aggressor.
Yeah, of course.
Which is different than what he is. Normally, he's a counterpuncher.
He's a counterpuncher. So there are two counterpunchers fighting each other. They're going to dance, dude. They're going to dance.
They're going to dance a little bit. But no, I think McGregor's... Gonna go for it.
Really?
I think he's got so much on. Like, he's gonna go for it.
He thinks he can hit him. He's like a girl in this fight. It's like, if you win, great. If you lose, it's like, yeah, he's a trained boxer, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
I just tripled my net worth.
Yeah, exactly. Steaming right along.
Yeah. I tripled my net worth.
But he's not gonna land anything, and Mayweather's gonna land at will. Whatever he wants.
Mayweather's undefeated, right?
Yeah. Never been knocked down.
Dude.
No one can touch him. Dude, go watch a fucking highlight video.
I've seen him.
This is just boxing.
Yeah.
Obviously, UFC, Mayweather gets tapped out or knocked out.
Oh, instantly.
In a fucking minute.
Yeah.
But straight up boxing, Mayweather's going to murder him.
I can't wait to watch
this. I mean, it's going to be... It's going to be ugly.
When is it? It's like next weekend.
August 26th.
Oh, fuck.
August 11th, Helium Comedy Club.
Secret podcast.
The secret live podcast, August 11th. Buy tickets now, dude.
Yeah.
It makes us look better if you buy tickets ahead of time.
I mean, they're fucking selling out, too.
They are fucking.
So you better fucking get them.
Steaming right along, dude, flying right off.
We're going to triple our net worth, no doubt.
We are going to triple our net worth. That is our McGregor-Mayweather, dude. Oh, yeah. We might get knocked out.
Yeah, I wonder who's Mayweather. The fucking
the audience, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
The club and the audience we're is fucking, Mayweather, dude. We're McGregor. We're walking McGregor. In just like, I don't give a fuck. Dance for me, boy. Everyone's like, you guys sure you're not racist? Did no. you hear his response?
What was it?
At the last fucking press conference, he came out and he was like, they're saying I'm racist. He's like, they don't know I'm half black. And of course, the crowd laughs. And he's like, from the belly button down.
He just talks like Shrek now.
It's just more racist. He doubled down hard.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
He was like, I got a big black dick. All right, see you guys. Nah, dude, it's purely for show. Mm-hmm. Although I do think there is starting to, his level of confidence has got to be annoying to Mayweather. I mean, that'd be annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
If somebody was coming out and being like, look at me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm about to fucking knock you out. I'm going to knock you out.
Jesus Christ. I wonder, like, and again, I'm always, you know, hitting the conspiracy route, but it's like the money behind this thing, man.
No, I mean.
This might be even like WWF level.
This is definitely WWF level.
Like they're
this
definitely
is,
telling Mayweather, like, dude, like, chill out for a couple of rounds.
I bet.
I think they're going to pay to let McGregor win.
I bet this
I think
is the
Dana
most...
White paid Mayweather, like, you're about to retire, dude. This doesn't count as a fight. Take $100 million.
No,
let him win.
You can't do that.
What do you mean?
There's no way.
He can throw a boxing match.
There's no way Mayweather is willing to destroy his legacy for money. Dude, undefeated.
Yeah, but he could be like, that wasn't a real fight.
No, but it was. Everybody will remember.
Got knocked out by McGregor.
Yeah, dude, fuck that. But I mean,
dude, if McGregor knocks him out, I'd be floating. Dude, for like
that's
3 days.
Triple crown for white people.
That's dude. That's too,
fucking.
He
Trump,
can't win, dude.
Trump, Tom Brady, and fucking and McGregor, dude. We can't have all three.
We can't have.
We're
that,
too
dude.
Spoiled right now.
We can't.
We
have
got
that.
Two.
That's true.
Black people had the Falcons. We had the Patriots.
Yep, we won that.
And we snatched it.
At the last minute,
the last second, the white knight, Tom Brady, fucking
threw
took it.
Who did he throw it to? Caught the ball?
I think they ran it in.
Did he?
I think it was off the right tackle. I think it was a little toss.
Oh, it was. It was a little.
Or
little,
either that or it was a dump
it was
pass.
A toss, yeah.
Either that or it was a dump pass
I think
to the running back.
It was a white quarterback to a white receiver.
No. It wasn't. The white wideouts did make some plays, but the last play in overtime was to an African American.
Yeah, was their tight end or something?
No, I think it was the running
back.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless, Tom Brady. Donald Trump.
That's too much, dude.
Donald Trump, Tom Brady, and now Conor McGregor.
What if the Patriots, they found out, like, after they deflated the footballs, they got caught with that, and then they were, like, dying their black wide receivers white, and they got caught doing that.
Like Easter eggs, dude. You think Danny Amendola's...
They've been dying them, dude.
You think they've been dying them?
Yeah, that's a
Edelman,
fucking trick.
Edelman's fucking yoked, dude.
Yeah, the cornerbacks, like, see him, they're like, all right, I'll back up off this white boy,
exactly.
Dude. Exactly. He fucking scrambles
that's,
down. Like,
that
God,
is,
what the fuck?
That is, dude. That's a good trick.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a white wideout, and every corner in the NFL is like, all right.
Yeah, they've been dipping
what's
him
what's this
that.
Guy, a coach's son?
They
what's he, heady?
They bought the elixir off Michael Jackson's dad, yep. Dude. They've been dipping him in.
Yep, they got that Sammy Sosa elixir. They're dipping him in that booberry sauce or whatever. Do you see fucking Sammy
no,
Sosa?
No.
Dude, hold on. Let me fucking
what
Google
the fuck
you.
Is that?
Dude, Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa is so funny right now.
What's he have?
He ate too many booberries. He ate so many blueberries.
What the fuck's a blueberry?
They're the pink Count Chocula.
That lightens you?
Yeah, dude. He had so many blueberries. He turned into Frankenberry. No, he turned into Frankenberry. That's what I mean. What the fuck? You'll see, dude. Sammy Sosa is Frankenberry.
Holy shit.
Wait till you see what this boy looks like right now. You see, I said boy. I didn't mean it racistly.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Dude, what happened to Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa hit the fucking Frankenberries. He had so many Frankenberries.
I'd love to see him again. Dude, who the fuck does he look like?
He looks like Frankenstein's wife.
He looks like one of the dudes in like the back of like Goodfellas who's just sitting there like laughing at Joe Pesci.
The fucking pink fedora, pink shirt, and pink skin is fucking insane, dude.
What happened to him?
Look at him. Well, he fucking hit so many home runs, he turned white, dude.
Holy shit.
He hit so many home runs that he was like, all right, well, I'm not Caribbean anymore. I've hit myself into the hierarchy. But he hit so many home runs that like they were like, all right, yeah, you can be a senator. You look like a fucking white Cuban.
Holy shit, man.